That's toast. Carb halves, slice 7.
Just toast.
And before we've even started recording, Mike is already comparing the nutritional values of these wholemeal... What brand are they? Warburtons. Warburtons wholemeal thins.
Soft brown thins.
Comparing
them. Thins are vegan.
They're vegan, yeah, of course. And he's comparing them to Hovis Thick White. What you got?
Yeah, because they're a pathetic product that fat bitches that want to be skinny bitches eat. Thinking they'll save themselves some calories, when really they contain more calories, more salt, more fat. They do have more fibre and protein, you know, for the win, but they also contain more sugar than regular white fucking bread.
So a thin, a Warburton's wholemeal thin has more fat than white medium Hovis bread. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, so a thin has 2.8 grams of fat per 100 grams, and a Hovis soft white that we reviewed in slice 6 has 1.7 grams of fat, so it's almost a whole gram.
That's
a outrageous. Third more fat.
What do you mean, man?
I don't know, you're going to fuck, to be honest. I'm not on a diet.
It
is interesting, because when you look at it, you think, wholemeal vegan, it's going to be healthy.
Well, it's the way it's
nice
marketed, and, yeah, as a lighter product, because there's less of it, and it appeals to...
Eat me and you'll lose weight.
You know, that low-fat, kind of zero-calorie bullshit marketing. Yeah. Not that it says that on it, but it just that's what it appeals.
That's
like
how it's portrayed, isn't it?
Yeah, customers, sure. Yeah. And shall I just think you could eat two slices of brilliant white toast,
which is twice the size.
Pathetic wholemeal thin that just crumbles. You put anything in it and it just spews out the top and goes everywhere.
Well, let's find out what happens when we toast them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are having them in toast form rather than in sandwich form.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, we've got
to toast them. We toast things.
Put a bit of spread on. That's it.
I'd say we go for it.
They'll be too fucking dry without going in the toaster.
Yeah. Down they go.
So, expectations?
Low.
Very low.
Well, I think you've got to give it a fair shot. You know, as...
I just don't know why they exist. When there's a much superior product out there that is proven. Time and time again.
People
will
buy
them. It's just called toast.
People will buy them and they'll make money. That's why they exist.
Yeah, because of those fat bitches wanting to be skinny bitches.
It's a different palate, though. Some people might genuinely prefer a little cheeky sandwich thin to a slice of bread. Or maybe they don't prefer it, they just want to change.
You could just get a bit of bread and squish it a little bit.
That's not the same.
Well,
you could just cut the crusts off and it'd be the same fucking size.
Well, it'd be the same size. But
and
it's
even
got
less calories, might I add.
It's got a distinct feel to it, though, over bread.
Yeah, it's like
that's a positive,
crusts.
I like crusts.
Cardboard crust, though. It's not a normal crust. Although we haven't tried
crusts
this one.
Crusts are there to protect the middle slices. To keep freshness, that's all.
Well, I do like crusts. And I'm willing to give this thin a fair shot. I think we got it.
Yeah, I'm not going to just... Like, it's not a four yet. I'll eat it first.
I'm open to it potentially being an 8.5. No, I'm joking.
It's not going to hit the 8. Well, for a start, it's wholemeal. And I'm a fan of wholemeal. I don't mind it. Like, I'll pick a wholemeal over a white slice if I'm feeling a bit adventurous. But I know that you don't.
Feeling interracial.
That's racist.jpg.
Well, it's not. Interracial is the opposite from...
I suppose the act of pointing it out, I think, is probably going to be... But yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't like wholemeal, though, do you?
Not particularly, no. It doesn't appeal to my palate.
But a wholemeal thin could be, you know, different to wholemeal bread.
Yeah, probably not. Well, what do we need to toast it for less time?
Yeah,
thin.
It's a good idea. How are they looking? How are they feeling?
I think they're done.
They've all curled up like
they
old stickers.
Like you baked them in.
Old stickers.
Are you chucking another one in or what?
Nah, I think.
What, are we just doing a half?
Just do a half. Are you going to want to eat a
whole? They're so holy. Lots of holes. I think the butter's just going to seep right through.
Well, I guess it depends how much butter you use.
I can't put a lot
Matt
of butter. I want to.
He's not going to be able to put the levels of butter that he dreams of.
Right, I'm going in, boys. It's quite hot. Be careful.
Be careful.
Oh, thank you.
Do we need a safety warning for making toast? Like, yeah, don't try this at home. Products come out hot. Leave it to the experts.
I don't know what we're doing, man.
We are the experts.
We're just morons.
I have smothered mine quite a lot, actually.
Are we like the jackass of the toast world?
Surprisingly, it's holding the butter quite well for me, but then again, I don't use that much.
It is, unless you tip it and then it all rolls off. It's not soaking in, it's just sitting on top.
I think if you ate the other half on top, like a sandwich, it would be way better. This does taste like an old flip-flop.
You know what? I don't think it's too bad. I'm shocked at how...
There's no substance to it.
No, there isn't. Flavor,
not
though.
For the calorie denseness of this product. There's nothing pleasing.
What about if I want to get fat?
It's like...
Well, that, this what
if you
just
wanted to make a
calories,
fresh cracker...
I think that's pretty good for 50 calories.
It's like a cracker. Just a bit soggy after you put the buttermilk in.
I really like it.
I don't think that's offensive. I think that's alright.
Yeah, me too. I'm surprised.
It offends me a little bit.
It's got the wholemeal bread taste to it. It's got that tang, that little twang.
It's not that strong though. It's got. It tastes more like flour because it's got a dusting on the outside.
Yeah.
The butter didn't seep through. It's got that wholemeal to it.
Wherever that is.
It cools down very quickly. Like it's almost cold by the time you finish it.
Yeah, it is. And we have rushed it because we don't want a podcast to go on for 5 years, but...
What are we going to give it? Got to score it up, lads.
It's in the sixes, you know?
Sixes?
I
think, okay.
Top end, probably.
No.
I think so.
You're pushing
I'm surprised, mate. Yeah. I'm shocked because I wouldn't go that high.
You're shocked, so am I. Things we've had before have been shit. They've been like... I would rather.
I think that was worse than some of the other ones we've been.
I think it was. I quite liked it.
I'm quite hungry though.
I think 6.6. I'm gonna say 6.6.
That's high.
I'm surprised. Maybe if I had another one tomorrow when I'm not starving.
Are you at the 8.5?
No. I'm thinking maybe like 5.7, 5.8 maybe.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's still good. I wouldn't put it up at the high end where you've gone.
No, I wouldn't put it in there. I think Luke's not far off, to be honest. I think it is like a 5.6.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm shocked. I feel like I've...
No, you enjoyed it. Your score, yeah. If that's where you feel it is, you've got to be true to your heart.
It wouldn't be I thought Luke's would be higher, to be honest.
Yeah, so did I thought you'd be higher than mine.
I enjoyed it, but you know, it didn't
blow me away. There's nothing to it. You just bite it and it's a bit disappointing and sad feeling.
The act of like seeing it and smelling it and biting it and chewing it and swallowing it, that's why I gave it my rating. But like everything else around it, the size of it, the calories and the way it's marketed, it's just, that is quite disappointing. But I'm only rating it on the
hand
to mouth kind of
ratio.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it's unexpected scores, I think.
Yeah. It looks pretty shit.
I mean, expected lower from Mike.
If I was to rate it on appearances, I'd be like 3. Because look at that. It's just...
It looks like carbon.
What even is it?
It's not the worst thin that exists.
No, but I mean, it just looks a bit... It looks like someone's had a bit of toast. They've toasted a crust and left it outside during a zombie apocalypse for 3 years. It's just gone shrunk and stale and
curled
horrible. Because I mean, listen to this look. Just
that's pretty mad.
It doesn't really taste the way it sounds.
No, it doesn't. The spread definitely helped. If you were to eat that, you'd just be you
like
might
a dry
be crisp.
Biscuit. Yeah, that's it. It's like a cracker.
Yeah. Spread definitely did something.
Wow, that is surprising. A shocking episode of Carb Harb.
Controversial.
Very controversial.
I may live to regret.
What would you guys do if I told you that next slice, I know you said we're going to do the bagels, but I have actually got a cheeky surprise carb. So instead of doing the New York bagel again, right. I know it's a slightly different one. It's the original, it's not the sesame seed one. But we can do that down the line.
Mm.
Did you want to do the next slice as my surprise carb?
Oh, well, you reveal it to us at the start as soon as we hit record?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or was you looking forward to the bagel?
I know what sort of shit you buy.
Well,
like thins and potato cakes.
You got to think of it as it's a bit like a roulette. I could get a really nice doorstep.
Is it worth getting excited over?
Well, I'm not going to say yes or no because that's part of the magic for me. Seeing reactions.
Does it tingle the taste buds?
Again, I'm not going to say anything. I think that's down to you guys to decide.
Let's go for it. It's blind slice.
So that'll be
free
the next
blind
slice.
Slices.
Oh my god. That's the name of the next episode. Three blind slices. Bye-bye.
Blah, blah.
Right, well, I think we'll call it then, shall we?
Yeah, feel free, because this is your...
Cool. Right, so, interest. Warburton's... whole meal thins. You've done us good.
So what did we have? A 5-6, a 5-7. And a 6-6.
Where did you buy them from and how much are they, by the way?
I think these were £1.
Okay.
And they were from Morrison's, but you can get them anywhere.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's Warburton's, isn't it? Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Just another reason why you wouldn't buy them. Overpriced.
Well, I think £1's a reasonable price.
You could get a loaf of bread for less than £1 and way more slices.
Yeah, but these are specialist.
Nah, they're bullshit.
They're niche.
Nah, fuck them.
Alright, fine.
At all bread makers, fuck thins.
We need an outro. I can't say carb out again, because that's terrible.
You can't say carb out. So, do you want something generic? Like, follow us on Twitter at carb_harb.
Yeah.
Get at us. A little bit of breadwins.
Breadwins, yeah. Our massive fan base of what is probably none.
And if you're a bread thin fan, you can be a bread thin. And everyone else is a bread thin.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's it then. Let's call it.
What's your catchphrase? Have you got one?
Thins out.
Fuck's sake.
That's toast. There's a lot of swearing in that.
Hashtag explicit.